Blake Dantier has a new single out called Don't Say When. Let's have a listen to it.
No matter when it happened, it would always be too soon. So pick your poison, raise a glass, and don't say when.
And he joins us on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show to have a chat about it. How are you this morning, Blake?
Pretty good. Sun is shining, so, you know, that's good news.
Can't be too unhappy with that. Now, you were actually up here in Muswellbrook performing with Jane Denham recently. Did you enjoy your time?
Yeah, we had a great show up there. It was a couple of weeks ago, and, really good crowd. It was so good. There were so many people in the audience that hadn't seen live music for, like, almost 2 years, so... You know, it was really cool to actually be playing again.
Nice to be back out in front of an audience. I would have thought it would be, given the amount of time, you know, between gigs, it's something special for you.
Absolutely. I think I'd kind of forgotten, like, that I could play. It's been so long, and now getting back into it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't remember how to do this.
Well, look, if there's anything, the reports came back saying that nobody said that you forgot how to play. Everyone thoroughly enjoyed it, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like it.
I think it's the sort of thing they would mention, wouldn't it? Like, we went to see Blake and he forgot how to play. That's not cool.
He just played all the wrong chords.
mate, tell us a little bit about the new song, Don't Say When. What's it all about?
Well, I wrote it about 6 months after we lost my granddad in 2019. It was sort of... this idea that I wanted to have a drink with him because I never got to have a drink with him while he was around, but he was a big lover of scotch and red wine. So this song is about sort of like opening a bottle of scotch or wine and, you know, pouring out a glass and not saying when, you know, sort of remembering the times that he was around.
Music is an important memory trigger. When we hear a song, it can remind us about somebody. Is this a way for you to be able to remember your granddad?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually put a accordion track on the song because he played accordion. So it was sort of like, I really wanted that to be there. You know, I didn't know if it was going to work when we were in the studio putting it on there, but I was like, I don't care. I want it in there anyway, you know, because it's just it's a little sort of nod to him.
How does that conversation go when you go to the producer and say, I'd like to include the accordion, and they go, it's 2022, mate. We don't do a lot of accordion work anymore.
Fortunately, Simon was all about it.
Lucky you got him on board.
We put accordion on other songs as well.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a whole album dedicated to the accordion. You just don't get that very often anymore.
Maybe that's the next one.
Accordion 2, it's the sequel you never saw coming. So tell us a little bit about your grandpa, aside from what we learn about him in the song. You know, if we'd met him, what kind of man was he?
Oh, he was a he was a quiet man. We'd go and do sort of like joint birthdays at his place. All the people who'd had a birthday in the last 3 months, we'd get together and meet up. And he had a house in Guildford, where we'd go out the back and he had this sort of like sunroom. We'd all kind of sit around in a big square, but he'd kind of sit in the corner and not really say much, you know. He'd just kind of sit there and you know, listen to things and watch things go by. Yet, you know, he's put on this like massive spread of, you know, all this food. He was a Mauritian guy.
Yep.
And Mauritian people love to cook. Apparently. Yeah. I'm just getting into the cuisine myself. But it's very involved and it's like, you know, it's a fusion of all sorts of different styles, like Chinese and Indian and French. It's like all kind of comes together and forms this pretty wacky cuisine. But you know, he was passionate about putting on this huge spread, so he'd go to all this work, but then he'd just sit in the corner and really say much.
He just liked to see other people having a good time, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that was his thing. He just loved that we were all there and, yeah, having a good time.
Well, it sounds like he was a lovely bloke and it's a great dedication to him. The song is Don't Say When. Blake Dantier, as always, thank you very much for joining us and enjoy your tour that you're on at the moment as you head towards the Country Music Festival.
There's a few things coming up in April. Gladly got to do the postponed Tamworth Country Music Festival and doing Meat Stock at the start of April as well. And then we're back up in Queensland with Jane Denham, so there's a lot going on.
Well, I'm sure by the end of that you will have remembered how to play a live concert, mate.
Well, let's hope so.
Blake Dandier, thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers for having me.